Stark County has a new most dangerous intersection. According to the Stark County Area Transportation Study, Route 173 at Paris Avenue Northeast and Marlborough Township moves to the top. It was second in the three-year average last year, marking its first time on the list. Moving from 10th to 2nd was 15th Street Northeast and Walnut Avenue in Canton, followed by Dressler and Everhard Roads Northwest in Jackson Township, and Route 62 Harmont Avenue and Les Street Northeast in Canton. 5th was 13th Street Northwest and I-77 near Mercy Hospital in Canton. There were 22 crashes in the period, with two resulting in serious injuries. 60% were caused by failure to yield. The Marlborough Township crossing is one of the least busy on the list, but has a disproportionate number of serious injury crashes. ODOT plans a roundabout for the crossing, but construction is not scheduled until 2029. Food insecurity in the Alliance area is expected to grow as SNAP benefits could be suspended Saturday amid a federal government shutdown. Local ministries and food pantries are bracing for a surge in need. Tanya Dean with Harvesting Hope in Your Community tells The Repository her organization is already struggling to keep up with costs and volunteer hours. The Alliance Community Pantry and Clothed in Righteousness Ministries also expect to see more people seeking help. Officials say public support and donations are critical to keep food and services available throughout the crisis. Alliance police say a man turned a cooperation deal into a crime. 39-year-old Victor Harrington of Alliance was supposed to help detectives with a controlled meth buy Tuesday, but took their $20 in buy money and an $8,000 recording device and ran away. Officers found him 2 hours later at the Sarda bus station on East Prospect Street with snacks, a new bus ticket, and only a few dollars left. Earlier that day, police say Harrington admitted to having glass pipes for meth and tobacco at a home on North Webb Avenue. He's now charged with grand theft, tampering with evidence, and obstructing official business. Harrington's bond is set at $50,000 with a hearing November 7th. The Alliance Street Department will begin its annual leaf pickup program November 3rd. Crews will use the first week to test equipment and train new workers, so the official collection won't start until the following week. Residents are reminded not to rake leaves into the street, as it's a road hazard and can result in a citation. Leaves should be placed on the curb lawn only and without trash, sticks, or yard waste. City crews will make one pass through each section with a second round only if weather allows. A Mahoning County grand jury will review the case of a Sebring man accused of attempted murder. 52-year-old Jose Cintron waived his preliminary hearing in court today, sending the case to the grand jury. Police say Cintron pulled a gun during an argument at the Oregon Pub on East Oregon Avenue October 12th. He allegedly fired at another man, but instead hit a woman in the shoulder. Cintron ran from the scene, but was arrested later that day. New details have emerged in the investigation into four dead horses found at Pure Gold Horse Stables in Salem Township. A supplemental report from the Columbiana County Sheriff's Office says a woman leasing the property discovered the skeletal remains Sunday and believes the animals were locked inside and starved. Deputies and the Humane Society say several other horses on the property appeared to be in poor condition. The owner claims the horses may have been poisoned by a former employee. The Humane Society says it shares the community's outrage and is asking for patience as the investigation continues. The upcoming trial for accused killer William Long has been pushed back as a new judge steps in to handle a key evidence issue. Retired Cuyahoga County Judge William McGinty was assigned after visiting Judge Edward O'Farrell recused himself from hearing the defense motion to suppress evidence. The 51-year-old Long, who's accused of shooting his ex-wife Michelle Long to death outside her Butler Township home in November 2023, will now face trial February 3rd in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Defense attorneys plan to file another motion challenging expert testimony, prompting Judge Megan Bickerton to postpone the original November 18th trial date. Two deadly incidents in Youngstown have now led to indictments. A Mahoning County grand jury charged 42-year-old Laird Bruner with aggravated vehicular homicide and leaving the scene after police say he struck and killed Joseph Novosich while he was walking on Loveland Road September 29th. He is free on $500,000 bond. In a separate case, 22-year-old Deviana Taylor was indicted for murder, felonious assault, and domestic violence in the shooting death of 22-year-old Alicia Brown at their Terrell Avenue apartment September 6th. Both defendants are expected to be arraigned in Common Pleas Court. Mercy Health and several employees are asking a federal judge to dismiss a civil rights lawsuit filed by Brittany Watts, the Warren woman charged after suffering a miscarriage last year. The motion argues that even if Watts' claims are true, the law doesn't support her case against the hospital or staff. Watts alleges St. Joseph Hospital workers violated her privacy and helped initiate a criminal investigation after her miscarriage. A Trumbull County grand jury later declined to indict her. Judge Sarah Leoy will decide whether the claims move forward or are dismissed. United Auto Workers Workers President Sean Fain will hold a live virtual town hall Wednesday, just as General Motors plans hundreds of job cuts at its electric vehicle battery plants. The online event will be held on the union's social media pages. The announcement came a day before GM and Ultium Cells confirmed 550 job cuts and 850 temporary layoffs at the Lordstown battery plant, along with reductions in Detroit and Spring Hill, Tennessee. Fain is expected to address plant closures and the union's efforts to protect jobs as the industry shifts to electric vehicles. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.